With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the battlefront, Ukrainian soldiers say Russian forces have overrun two frontline villages in the eastern Donetsk region. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the latest on the front line in the Ukraine war.
The two villages lie about 20 miles northwest of Avdiivka, a Donetsk city that the Russian army seized in February after a long battle. A Ukrainian army sergeant has said the Russians pressed non-stop, sending in a large number of troops, which had not previously been used. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky described the situation in the Donetsk region as extremely challenging. He added that anyone who manages to stop the Russian offensive is performing one of the most important missions in the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, for once, American voters are in near total agreement about politics. They almost all agree that President Biden was right to exit the presidential race.
In the latest New York Times Siena College poll released on Thursday, 87% of registered voters approved of his decision to drop out. Only 9% disapproved. Democrats and Republicans probably don't agree for the same reason. Republicans have generally always had a negative view of the president, whereas many Democrats approved of his job performance but may have seen his exit as the most strategic path forward or came to accept his decision once he made it.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett. A special committee of the Texas Senate convening to hear executives from Houston's largest utility provider explain the massive electricity failure that occurred when Hurricane Beryl hit that city on July 8th. Officials say at least 36 people have died due to heat complications after losing power. That power was off for an extended period for some. The Dow up 20 points, the NASDAQ adding 57. This is SRN News. Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. reaching a settlement agreement.
Nearly 4 years after Falwell resigned as the Christian school's president and chancellor, the two parties reached a resolution agreement that settles legal and personal matters. Falwell, who stepped down in August 2000 after reports of marital misconduct, later sued Liberty University. The terms of the deal were not made public. A statement said the agreement protects and preserves Liberty's mission in Christian higher education. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A former Kentucky county clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples is appealing a ruling ordering her to pay thousands in attorney fees. The appeal filed by attorneys for Kim Davis, arguing that the landmark Supreme Court same-sex marriage ruling in 2015 should be overturned. Davis objected to same-sex marriage on religious grounds and was briefly jailed. This is SRN News. Major trouble for a nonprofit in North Carolina.
Regulators now say a nonprofit run by the wife of Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson must repay $132,000 for what they call disallowed expenses while carrying out a federal child care meal program. State officials Friday revealed a larger amount in a letter following a compliance review. Authorities earlier said the nonprofit owed the state $24,400 in unverified expenses. But Friday's letter counted well over another $100,000 in ineligible expenses. Jason Walker reporting.
In health news, new research suggests certain blood tests could help doctors diagnose Alzheimer's disease faster and more accurately. This might be able to replace a brain scan or spinal tap. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.